Welcome to another episode of the Eternal Athletes Podcast. Ryan and Aaron Klein here. As always, our mission is to empower athletes to glorify Christ with their game and pursue a life with him for eternity. So got an awesome guest here on this next episode. He is a junior at Youngstown Ursuline High School, a 6'4 junior, a part of the AAU Wildcat Select team. We were just chatting a little bit before here, and he was, you know, sharing some impressive stuff. And, you know, we were just kind of genuinely curious about you know, his basketball skills, and you know, he's really looking forward to playing obviously these next 2 years at Ursuline, his junior year, coming up his senior year, and then Lord willing to the next level at college. So got some impressive stuff here. So we got Noah Bell, a junior here from Ursuline. Welcome to the Eternal Athletes Podcast. How are you?
Thank you. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yep, absolutely.
I love it. You got really into that intro, like you were like announcing a starting lineup.
I kind of felt like that when I was like, when I said 6'4 junior, I'm like, oh, wait.
And then
I
felt like I was going to
get up out of the seat, you know?
Yeah, that was good. I know. I felt like I should be standing up and clapping.
The 6'4 junior. Young Sellerson. Yeah. And what position do you play?
I play guard.
Guard, a 6'4 guard. Yeah. That's good. God, I'm from a small town, right? So 6'4 was, you were like a center, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, where we're at. So,
right.
That's awesome. Awesome.
I don't think we had anybody 6'4 in my school. So,
no.
Well, let's dig into Youngstown Ursuline basketball.
Why not?
Let's get on track. Let's start off on track. And then if we derail later, that's fine. But we're excited to have you. I mean, I feel like we connected on Instagram. So I saw Noah's Instagram. And honestly, I feel like a lot of divine intervention sometimes, because I feel like I find people and, you know, and it stuck out to me. I know obviously your basketball skill is impressive, what you've done at Ursuline, your whole basketball career. But obviously what stands out to me the most is when somebody has that level of success, but they're still very humble and bring Christ with them on the court. And that's what led, you know, to reaching out to you and us, you know, getting to know each other and having you on today. So I always like to lead off and kind of ask, obviously you're a high school player. You know, you start sports probably pretty young and multiple sports.
Yeah.
Just like what you do in Northeast Ohio, you know, it's just you're two and you got to learn a sport right away.
Right. Yeah.
But when would you say was that like intersection for you as bringing faith into your athletic career? Like what around what age or what sport? Was it a coach? Was it parents? Was it something that just happened? Like, when did it start blending together for you?
Yeah. So I would say I had the faith was always there from a very young age. I feel like I had a moment with God, like when I was 3 years old, and that like really stemmed my faith from a young age. And I really started getting serious about sports like when I was in fifth grade, like 9 or 10. And like, I would always say, like, I always loved Jesus. I always loved God, but I didn't truly feel like I would walk it because I didn't quite understand everything then. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I had some life stuff happen to me that like really led to me to get closer to God. And that also led to me to like really start taking basketball seriously. And so that's like when I really like felt like this is truly a calling from God, you know, to really start taking this sports stuff seriously. And like, this is a way that God can use me to like glorify him through this sport. And so I would, ever since then, that's like, I would always just feel him with me. I've never not known my life without him by my side. And so like, that's why, you know, I wear my cross right now, but during the games, you know, they always make the refs make you take them off. And so I would start wearing the cross tape just so I would touch it before every game. I would hold it before every game just to know God is right there with you. And, you know, it always has helped me play, just knowing that the person who got me there is always right next to me.
Okay. That's it. That's the whole podcast right there. That was awesome. Because a couple of nugget things in there I kind of want to pick out apart too, is because I think like number one, out of that young age, just knowing, you know, some people might overlook and be like, oh, it's just a game, it's just a sport. But, you know, like, no, God called me to do this. And and why? Because through this, I'm able to make him known. Right. And so I think that's really important. And I do want to touch on, you talked about the cross tape that you wear. So is that something, right? Because you're not allowed to wear, you know, jewelry and all that kind of stuff. But is it tape that you put on? And then like, what is the cross tape for you? And when did you start?
So I really started wearing it my freshman year, every game. I would make sure, like, I would put it on pregame. I would always, like, right before tip off, I say, like, a little prayer in my mind. I do the cross, and then I grab it a certain amount of times. And so I would also always feel like that would really, like, settle me into, like, my nerves, like, and just, like, know that God's there with me, and I could play, like, all in his glory, and it's all in his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. Dude, very impressive. And a lot more, I would say, composure and faith that, you know, at your level and your age, you know, like you mentioned, coming into, you know, just really still, you know, newer in your junior year of high school, right? To have that level of maturity, awareness, you know, to bring faith into your game. And that's awesome. And, you know, hopefully this can inspire a lot of individuals to join you with that. So you mentioned, you know, having faith help you with, you know, composure and everything. What about, you know, times during the games, right? When you're getting rattled perhaps, or, you know, before a free throw, when you're sitting on the bench, if you're ever subbed out, what did that all look like? You touch your wrist tape during that or anything, pregame?
I would say, like, you know, there's always going to be times for athletes where the game might just not be going your way, you know, lack of confidence, stress, anxiety. And, you know, that's all stuff of fear. And, like, a motto I really live by is faith over fear. And so, you know, if I'm ever having those type of moments during the game, you know, I'll either grab my tape or, you know, just look down at my wrist and be like, he's right there with you. There's no reason to be afraid. There's no reason to feel stress. You know, at the end, whether you play good, whether you play bad, he's always going to be there for you. But, you know, we'll always settle the nerves. And when you're playing with less nerves, you're always going to play better. So,
yeah.
That's amazing. You got a great head on your shoulders, Noah. And, you know, serve an amazing God, of course. Who are the, you know, positive influences, you know, in your life growing up, right? You know, coaches, teachers, parents, aunts, whatever, you know, friends. You know, who did that all look like, you know, to maybe help keep you grounded and, you know, be a model for you?
Yeah, I would definitely say my parents, like my mom and dad, they are very faith-based as well. And, you know, this is just like this life happens, you know, you go through stuff. And, you know, I feel like our faith really kept us together, really got us through some really hard times. And especially like when you're trying to balance a sport, especially when you're taking that sport very serious, you know, all the stress that comes with that. And so I feel like we always had something to go back to, which was faith, which was never stressful. And it was always something that would relieve the stress and, you know, make us feel safe again. And I would say that, like, friends and family, you know, there was a lot of people that would doubt me about faith or that have doubts about faith in God. And, you know, obviously faith is something that has to come from you and your own experiences. And so, I mean, that's really tied to people who really understood my faith. And if you didn't, I wouldn't hold a grudge against them, but I would just pray for them. And the people that understood me, I really connected with, like my friends, my close friends and my family. So I would say those people just played a major part in my life.
Dude, that's awesome. I love how you mentioned pray for them if they don't understand you. You know, that's just like,
you don't have to try and convince them and you don't have to, you know.
I was going to say literally modeling Christ's words, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing, you know, kind of thing. And, that's awesome. Yeah, praying for your enemies, man.
What about, do you have teammates that ever, I mean, we're all human, right? So sometimes people are going to struggle with their faith or they're going to have some doubts. Do you ever have seen that, like, on your team with, like, teammates and how you guys kind of pick each other up or ask?
Yeah, I would definitely, I would say our team throughout my 3 years here at Ursuline has definitely been very faith-based, you know, so it makes it really easier to connect to my teammates that way.
Yeah.
Like if they're ever down, like it's easier for me to say like, oh, God's got you. I got you. Because then like they truly understand where I'm coming from and what I'm saying. And my Coach Gunther at Ursuline is a very faith-based guy as well. So, you know, the whole team is just very around faith. And so to keep that centered, like in our team and our chemistry, it's really good for the team. It really helps build a strong bond and a strong connection out there on the court, on and off the court.
Yeah. I think it's interesting too, like with your coach as well, because fortunately you're at, you know, a Catholic, university, not yet, but at a Catholic school where coaches probably are able to be involved in prayer. I know sometimes at public schools, I've talked to some parents where they said the kids pray together, but the coaches aren't allowed. Do you think, like, how important or how big of an impact does that make for you? You think that you're actually able to have a coach that can be a mentor for you spiritually as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think that helps a lot because it just really allows you to connect on a deeper level. Like with every time you have God in your life, it just allows you to connect to everything a deeper way with a deeper understanding and like a more open mind.
So what's the difference like? Because obviously you're very involved. I feel like everyone, if you're going to go far in basketball these days, you're involved in AAU, right? Like that's just it's just part of it, you know? So with your AAU league, the team that you're a part of, I don't know how long you've been on that same team, but do you see a difference in the culture between that team versus your high school team? Because, you know, your high school team is faith-based, and I don't know, maybe your AAU team is as well. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a blend. Do you feel like a difference, like culture-wise, team-wise, when you have faith involved versus you don't? Or
I would say there's guys on my team that on Wildcats Select that have faith and that are faithful. And I would just kind of say there is a difference because of this, like the surroundings and like everyone else there, because you know, the AAU world is really about like the flash and like popularity, which like the Christian lifestyle may not always be like that. Mm-hmm. And so like, I feel like for me, like I really wanted to express my faith there and really stand out and not like just like fit into like that culture of just like, oh, like I just want this for the fame. And I feel like, you know, obviously my teammates like loved that I was like that. So they were very welcoming of it. My coaches, the whole entire Wildcat Select organization was like that. So it really helped me just be myself. Luckily, I've been playing with them since I started high school, luckily, you know, because of like the sacrifices of my mom. She's my best friend. She got me to everywhere I've been. So luckily
parents
for her.
Don't get enough shout outs on the podcast. Yeah. There you go. Because,
before you have a
driver's license, they got to get you everywhere.
I know, yeah. And luckily, my mom has just always been there for me. No matter what, the good days, the bad days, she's just always been there. She's definitely a person from God. So
what a blessing.
It's such a blessing to have her and my dad in my life.
Yeah,
that's amazing to have that support and that dedication. And I'm sure they're very, you know, proud of you and everything. Right. So absolutely. shout out to the parents out there.
That's
great. You know, the AAU, I mean, have you seen anyone perhaps join you in prayer or like maybe ask you about your faith outside? Because it might feel a little bit more natural for obviously an Ursuline teammate to ask you, talk to you about the Lord and everything. But what about AAU? Does it come up as much or a little bit? Has anyone asked you about faith or
some evangelizing opportunities?
Yeah, just maybe some evangelizing.
I had teammates and coaches that would pray with me before games and stuff like that. And I mean, there's going to be people like that gives you looks and judgmental looks. And, you know, you just keep walking, keep your eyes focused on God because, you know, there will come their time that they will understand and they'll have their moment with God that connects them to their faith.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's a seed planted. I would just say that seed planted. I mean, it might just be a routine prayer before a typical AAU game that person kind of, I don't know, it just gets planted in their minds, you know, 10 years from now, they might, you know, fully, you know, remember that. And
love that. Yeah. And so obviously when we're in sports, right, there's all, you know, the whole point is there's a competition involved, right? So you want to win. You want to be the best. Right. You got to beat the other team. How do you, as a Christian athlete, view your opponents? Like going into a game, right? Because you want to win. You want to kick their butt. But how do you also show your faith, I guess, to your opponents when you're in an athletic competition?
Yeah. So, again, since like a very young age, I've been very faithful, but I've also been very competitive, whether it be a board game, sport, video game. I want to win. I'm a competitor.
Not playing Monopoly with Noah.
Right. Yeah. When I go out there, I mean, I see the people in front of me. I don't fear anybody. They put the shoes on, they put the game on, like just like I do.
Yep.
And so I would say I want to win. I see them as my opponents, but then after the game, they're just a person made by God.
Yep.
They're a perfect human being in God's image. So, you know, there's
love
no
that.
Need to taunt or, you know, brag. So
yeah.
You win. It's because of God. It's in His glory. And so yep. I just leave it at that.
Absolutely yeah. love that. And
But you probably see that a lot at the high school level. You probably see a lot of kids talking trash out there.
Yeah.
Or what happens when someone's talking trash to you? I know people talk trash to you out there.
Yeah, I mean, I would
ignore it. Or
you know, in the moment, you know, I might say something back just
we're
because.
Human.
Yeah, we're human. Everyone has their moments, but you know, I mm-hmm. really center myself down, and you know, just keep my eyes focused on the game. And focused on the team and just focusing on the win so that you can praise God. And even yep. if you lose, you praise God because you're in a situation that many would die to be in. So,
yeah.
I think that situation, I don't know, to yeah. me, I just like you almost seem like the stronger person because they, when they say stuff, they're looking for a reaction. You know, they're
right.
trying to spark something, right? It almost to right. me feels like you're the stronger, like, I don't need to play your little games here.
Yeah.
Whatever you're trying to do. I don't know.
And me. I just feel like it's very parallel to life when Satan is trying to say things to us too, right? It's like you're
right,
out there on a mission. You're focused on a goal. You,
Aaron, yes.
there's going to be obstacles yeah. in your way, like your competition. And all that noise is trying to do is just get you off doing what you know you're capable of doing and just plant something in your head and get you to focus on something other than the game. So,
right.
Do I get a fist bump?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. That's nice. What about, I was going to ask, challenging times, you know, faith, sports, all that. Any times you wanted to quit basketball, any times you really like were in a, you know, valley, you don't have to, you know, shed, you know, go into any crazy details or anything, but anything come to mind where you like almost, you know, threw it in or an injury, anything like that, where you really had to rely on faith or you almost gave up basketball?
Right. I would say, you know, there's just always times like where things add up, you know, like life hits you hard. And, you know, obviously the stress of sports, like I've said, you know, that causes like a lack of confidence, stress, anxiety. Then you pile on school and then you pile on life. And so like, I think, you know, there's times where I've really just had to dig deep into my faith. And I feel like when I really understood my faith and really understood like the true meaning in faith is when I would, you know, I used to like pray, oh, I hope God can bring me to the NBA. I hope God can give me all these offers. And like, if it's hit, like when I really understood it, like I would just be like, it's His will, whatever happens will happen in His will.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that's when I really truly understood it. And I started just living for God instead of like just hoping to receive from God.
That's one of the toughest things to do as an aspiring athlete, right? Like you have these dreams, right? And you have these goals, which are noble goals. They're not bad in any ways, right?
Right.
Yes. At the same time, knowing the core is like what you're saying, you know, Lord, your will be done, right? There's zero
right.
problem having those goals, right? But, a lot of athletes can get tripped up and like
really right.
focus on that, lose faith on the gifts that God's blessed them with.
Right.
And I think too, a lot of athletes, you're conditioned. Well, I guess I shouldn't speak for everybody. I feel like I grew up in an environment conditioned where your success is because of you. Right. So
right.
it was like, I can set my alarm and wake up early. I can outwork the next person. I can do one more, you know, whatever that rep than everybody else, like me. And so when you do kind of reach that level of success, you do think it's you.
Right.
You know what
that
I mean?
True.
And then instead of realizing, so when you don't get some of these offers or you don't get into the NBA or you don't, it's defeating. And because you put it all on yourself.
Correct.
instead of knowing that it is God's will. And yeah, you do what you do. You still do those things and work hard, but know that it's not because of you.
Right.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, yeah, that's hard because like, I don't know, I just remember, you know, training, for example, you know, when I was, you know, eighth grade, ninth grade, sophomore,
right.
Really working hard to develop as an athlete. And I was way different athlete when I was, you know, a sophomore junior in high school than when I was in eighth grade, right? Like completely
right.
different. And there was that tendency to be like, look at all this work that I did. Like it wouldn't have happened. You know, I don't have the God-given ability some other athletes maybe
correct,
have.
Yeah.
this is all me. Look how hard I worked. Yeah. But you know, at the same time, you're just amplifying what was already there, right? Through the hard work that you're called to do.
Thank God God's given me the opportunity or the ability to work this hard.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Exactly. That's a tendency I know a lot of athletes can go through. Because it's not to discredit any of your hard work, because there's plenty of those 5 a.m. mornings, the weightlifting sessions. I don't know what you call them. What are the lines of sprints up and down the court? Gassers is coming to my mind, a football.
Suicide.
Yes.
That's what
suicide. Yeah. Like those, like where you're just after a practice like that, where you're just like rolling on the court. I don't know. Maybe you don't. I don't know. I'm sure some people have. But yeah, after all those times of adding up, you're like, man, look at all this work that I put in, which is great. But yeah, at the same time, the Lord blessed you with the ability to do that.
It's a good thing you're noticing this.
It is
earlier in life than we did.
And this is one of those
way to go.
This is one of those like grateful moments too. But like I remember my high school football coach, whenever we were running gassers, would always say, like, remember how lucky you are. Right. Because there's you know, kids in wheelchairs. You know, there's kids looking at you that would do anything to do what you're doing today. And quite honestly, not being exposed to those situations a lot in high school, I heard it and it was just kind of like it was noise and it didn't really sink in too deeply until experiencing more of life and being like, wow, there are a lot of people out there that really would
love to be
as tired as you are, out of breath on the ground, whatever. So I don't know, getting sidetracked on all this hard work stuff. Yeah. But
but I think that was a good point that you brought up too, Noah, that it is, you know, God's will and his timing and what he, you know, making sure you keep that in the front of your mind so that you don't lose your identity in this sport, because I'm sure, you know, it's easy to be like, people think of Noah Bell and they think of basketball, but the goal is you want them to think Noah Bell and think Christian athlete, you know, or think
Absolutely. What about, you know, a favorite Bible verse, or is there something that keeps you grounded? I know you mentioned obviously the cross tape, you know, your cross necklace. And everything. Is there like your home, like your go-to verse that you have?
I would say I have like a couple. I would say I read a lot from like Isaiah, dealing with like do not let fear control you and stuff like that. I would say like Isaiah 41:10 is a big one for me. But then I would also say like another one I really live by is Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I kind of feel like I tie that into my everyday life. Which, like, if I'm having a hard day, Christ will give me the strength, to, you know, to overcome it. If I'm having a bad game, Christ will give me the strength to overcome it. So I would just say, like, he's always giving me strength to overcome fear. And I would just say that's why those two verses, like, play a big part of my life.
Love it.
Let's hit on that fear, maybe.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. I felt it. I did.
Maybe your first time starting, an opponent, maybe you're got, man, these guys are good. I don't know. When were you like fearful of like your first time starting or an opponent?
My freshman year, I started all of high school. So started on varsity of high school. So I would say definitely like that first game was definitely like I was like a little nervous. I was feeling fear. And, you know, I just said, God, just take over. Do not let me play in fear. And I had my cross tape. I looked at it and I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. And that really helped control my emotions for that game. And so I ended up playing pretty well. So.
That's awesome. I can feel like, you know, these last 20 minutes we've been talking, like it doesn't feel like you dwell in fear a lot. Like you're just so grounded in like peace. Right. And that's the goal. Like I just want to commend you for that. Like you can just kind of tell, like you don't get rattled, obviously maybe at times, but like you don't stay there for more than probably a few seconds at a time, right? Before kind of getting recentered into your faith and going to your favorite verse in Isaiah or Philippians, you know, 4:13, because that just cuts right through all the clutter. Like, hey, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that's awesome. I can just tell that.
Correct.
In here.
So what would you say? Because I imagine when you say like you're starting as a freshman and that fear, is that fear more of, because I just want, you know, maybe there's some other freshmen out there, you know, that are starting as a freshman somewhere and they might be feeling, is it more of a fear of like questioning yourself? Am I really good enough to be here? Like, or are the expectations so high because I'm a freshman starter? Like, where was that main fear, I guess?
If so, I would say it's like, you know, like, man, I've really been gifted this position, like by God and my coaches. Like, I know, like my work has got here, but like I really have to perform to stay in this position.
Okay.
And I feel like when people think of like a relationship with like God, like they think it's all going to be easy, and you know, like it doesn't say in the Bible your life's going to be easy if you, like, if you have a close relationship with God. There's going to be times you struggle, but like, God gives his toughest battles to his toughest shoulders. And so yeah. I've always lived by that motto too. And so like, I was like, he put me here because I am ready for this. Like, I'm meant to be here. So I should not play fearful. I should not play timid for God. Yeah. God would want me to fully be the person I am that he wants me to be.
Man, are you sure you're a high school student?
Yes, I am sure. I am sure.
Okay. Wisdom beyond your years. That's great. That is good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say what you were just talking about with, you said a lot of good stuff there. I had something I was going with.
Toughest soldiers, battles.
It'll come to me.
Yes, it will. Later. And then he'll just yell it in the microphone. That's what we do.
Should have wrote it down. You've been hogging.
See, I take notes.
You've been hogging the notepad.
Sorry, I have two here, actually. So.
That's fine.
I had a feeling I'd be writing a lot. Okay. So then how does this, okay, student athlete, you know, I know you're very involved with your school, a student ambassador as well, you know, so you have, you know, you're representing your school, you're representing your basketball team, you're representing your AAU team. You're also a student and you're a son and you're a friend. So do you ever, what do you do? I guess, like, how do you carve out? I know obviously in your, at your school, you'd go to mass at school. So you do have that time kind of allotted there, but how do you kind of structure your time to make sure that you're putting all your priorities straight and you're taking time to kind of reflect and have those moments with God? Cause I imagine it's wake up, school, basketball forever, come home, eat dinner, do homework, go to bed and
right.
repeat. But like, when's that? How do you kind of make sure you get that time?
I would say, you know, this like a lot of time management skills play into it. Okay. And, you know, there's definitely a lot of stuff that comes with a student athlete. And so I would say it's like praying before bed, praying when you wake up, praying before you eat. Is this like always times, because it always doesn't have to be a big thing for God to realize it and for God to recognize, okay, He's trying, he's recognizing it. It just takes a little moments of love and care and like patience to like show him, to show God that, okay, he's understanding it.
Yeah, I think that is important because you're right. I think people do think it does have to be a big thing. But the thing about what you just said too, when you wake up in the morning, pray, right before you go to bed, pray, right before you eat, pray, is like those are, you know, kind of like the compound effect, right? Like very easy to do, very easy not to do, very easy
Correct.
To just wake up and start your day. So it's kind of that discipline ingrained in you that like this is the first thing that I do. And I imagine once it's becomes a habit,
you take someone that does that, you know, for years, like if you take an athlete who has that in their daily routine, you know, every
right.
day praying before, you know, when they wake up, before a game, before meals, and when they go to bed, you take an athlete that does that and an athlete that doesn't, goes back to what we were talking about earlier, being grounded in just that knee-jerk reaction of discomfort or, you know, being fearful. The athlete that's more centered in Christ is going to have way more peace, right? Naturally, because it's just going to be like in their DNA, right? Throughout the day. So when they have those high pressure moments, it's nothing, you know, for them to get recentered as, you know, compared to another athlete might be a little bit more anxious, doesn't have that peace and everything there. So, yes, awesome. Glad you said that. And, I remember what I was going to try to say.
It wasn't
anything too crazy. I mean, it was just more of a comment than anything.
Yeah.
You were mentioning God said it wasn't, you know, going to be easy, which yes, absolutely. Cause like being a Christian, the thing I was just going to make a comment on is just, you know, just to that in general is just like, it is and it isn't. It's such a weird thing, you know, as a Christian, right. You know, especially as an athlete, like it's easy in the sense of like, you know, trusting Jesus and like right. We can recenter and just like fully put our faith in him, not our will, but his will. There's a lot of those easy things, just like push everything to Christ and like, he'll take care of it. You know, takes right. A lot of pressure off of us in a lot of ways, which is amazing. So that part's easy to like get through some problems and situations. But on the flip right. Side, living that life, turning away from the world isn't easy a lot of times.
Yeah.
It feels like you gotta, you know, I heard a metaphor one time where you're, trying to get in a boat, like a rowboat, and you got one foot in the boat and one foot on the dock. You know, being a Christian is just like trying to live in both right. Sides. Like you're in the world, but trying to stay grounded on the dock.
With
the Lord and everything, and trying to turn away from it. So that was the only like thing I was gonna say there when you mentioned it, you know, being easy. I'm like, yes, it's easy, but it's also like a lot of challenging stuff too. So.
Right.
Very challenging things.
Yeah. So it depends how you look at it. Some parts of it are, some parts aren't. So
right.
The worldly part's not. But
correct.
But that's awesome. Yeah. Glad you brought up your daily, you know, routines and prayers and everything. I don't know. Is there like do you have like a daily morning prayer? I don't know. Do you have a go to, or you just kind of say like an Our Father, or, you know?
Oh yeah. I would
or...
usually just like start off with an Our Father in the morning, and then just say, absolutely, God, thank you for waking me up. Thank you for blessing me with this day. And then at night, me and my mom and my dad, you know, we say that we watch the TV series The Chosen. I don't know if you've seen it. And
love
so
it.
we say the prayer that they say like in The Chosen a lot before bed. So that's like a main thing we do every night.
What a good family.
I know. I remember that prayer. How's it go again? It's been a while since I've seen.
I remember.
Yeah, it's like, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Sleep to my eyes and slumber to my eyelids.
Okay.
And so like we say that every night, and it just leaves us at peace for the night. So
that's cool.
Listen, are you all the way through The Chosen, all the way up to
season 5?
Me too. Yeah, I finished season 5 a couple weeks ago. We were a little behind.
I had a few episodes. Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, you're tough high school athlete, but I'll just tell you, as a mom my age, I cry every episode. Every episode, there's a person I relate to, and I'm like, oh my
right.
God.
No, yeah, it really like helps you tie like your faith, like as just like a normal human being, like. Because, like, yep. It doesn't go, like, too serious into the show. It, like, really shows, like, the lighter side of Jesus and, like, how I would envision Jesus, like, with kids and, like, with people. And just very kind and very generous and outgoing.
Yeah. I remember the first time I watched The Chosen 2, like, it dawned on me for the first time because I was like, huh, I bet Jesus probably did tell a joke in his life.
He probably laughed.
Yeah. But, like, that's not what you think. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you wouldn't think it.
Yeah.
And then like seeing, you know, and then obviously, you know, later on as we're seeing, I don't want to spoil for anybody, but like in episode 5.
Don't spoil for me.
Okay. Well, no. Well, you know, because you've read the Bible anyway. So it's not like there are spoilers in The Chosen because you do know what's going to happen.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, I think even in season 5, when you do see Jesus in the garden and even seeing him weep, I feel like was like for me, like when I feel like sometimes I get really upset and it makes me feel like I'm doubting God and I get mad at myself for crying because I'm doubting God, but seeing it in that episode and you realize like even Jesus himself had his moments where he was not doubting God, but not feeling his circumstances. So, you know,
correct.
So
yeah.
I do. I'm glad you brought The Chosen up because I do.
I always, and yeah, glad you did too. Cause whenever I read scripture after watching that, it like, it's a whole new dimension reading the Bible after watching just like one episode. Cause like,
right. Yeah,
when you're reading the gospel and you just picture it. You picture the disciples around him. You picture his tone and the crowd, you know, and, you know, when you're reading the Bible, just if, you know, not out of context, but just, you know, if you get home from a hectic day and you're just reading a chapter here, it's hard to go back in time and place 2000 years ago and put yourself in the context and the shoes and the situation.
Yeah.
Right.
So
well,
Chosen really helps with
that. I do want to say too, like last thing on The Chosen as well, bringing up, excuse me, what you were talking about with like your daily routines. I think something that stuck out to me as well too, and again, this is a fictional, it's not a fictional show, it's obviously based on it, but obviously there's storylines created because you don't know all of the details right. of the time. But I just think what you, tying in what you talked about with your routine and how you make this time to pray and everything, because I think something that stuck out to me when it came to Judas was it's not like he woke up one day and said, I'm going to, you right. know, betray God. It was definitely, you can see through that show, like it was definitely a slow process to,
yeah.
to get there. So I think when you're saying grounded and being committed to your routine and you know you're praying every day, that kind of helps you stay away from straying that way, I guess.
Correct. So, yeah. Like slowly losing yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, great, great reference on the Chosen. And I love that you, like, your family does that together too. I think that's important. I think we're learning parenting tips as we do some of these podcasts too, to make sure what we do with our kids while they're so little. Is there anything that your team does together? I mean, obviously you guys probably spend a lot of time together practicing, but, you know, I don't know. Do you guys talk about The Chosen? Do you guys go watch movies together? Do talk about a prayer together, or, you know what I mean? Not pray together,
right.
but like talk about Bible verses or something that you guys do together as a team?
Yeah, I would say we pray like 2 to 3 times before every game, like right yeah. before the game. And so, you know, and even like as a team, like, because like to have a good team, you have to have a good chemistry and good team bonding. You guys yeah. got to know each other to play with each other. Okay. And so I would say, you know, this, we're big on team bonding. Like we were out just yesterday. I was out to eat with the team after our scrimmage.
Yeah.
And so just yeah. little things like that are just like major to like success with God, like with your relationship with God and like your success with your team.
I think that's what's so helpful about sports, and what I love so much about sports too is because even as you get older and you go on through life, like I know, you know, college basketball is on the radar for you, and who knows, maybe we're in an NBA uniform someday. I don't know, only God knows. But at some point, like even if you, even in a college team or even on the NBA, which is technically a job, you know, or like
right.
or as you go on and you have a career or whatever it is, it's like you people that you got to learn to work with people, and you got to get
right.
to know people, and you got to know their strengths and weaknesses, what motivates people, what doesn't. That's just being a good leader. And so I think that's one thing I love about sports, is I feel like you learn that, how to work in a team together.
Right.
Even if I'm sure not everybody on your team, and maybe it is, some teams are like this, but not every team loves everybody on the team. There's sometimes arguments or disagreements or whatever, but just learning how to overcome those and work together and know what your role is on the team. You
Correct.
Know what I mean? I think even in basketball, right? Like, who doesn't want to be the star?
Right.
Everybody wants to be, but sometimes you got to know what your
role is.
You know, when I grew up playing basketball, I wasn't a big scorer. I cared more about defense. So that's why when I saw, and I'm again, well, maybe we'll put your Instagram here in the show notes if you don't mind, so people can watch some of these clips. But that's why I kind of got mad when I was watching a clip from your scrimmage yesterday. You made a great play, but I was watching the defender like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you crossed him up pretty good.
Yeah.
He definitely was off balance. I'm like, man, who's teaching you to? Okay. And that's a whole different point. But my point is, I liked defense. Like, I cared more about how many times I was going to take the ball than I did about scoring, because I knew that was my role. My role
right.
wasn't to go out and get 20 points. I was never going to be like a big scorer, but I knew what my role was, and I played that to the best that I could. And I think on that team aspect, that's knowing that all roles are important. We kind of talked about this on another episode when we talked kind of about like the body of Christ, right? How everyone has,
like, what's more important, the arm or the leg?
Right. And it's
like,
all important.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Both very important. Like, you probably can't do your job as well, you know, as a guard without, you know, your small forward setting a screen for you on the, you know, 3-point
right.
line and stuff
right.
like that. So, yep. Everyone's important. It takes everyone. So, love that. Yeah. I don't know. I think we've asked about like the team stuff, and that's just, that stuff always, I feel like, is important, you know, to me personally, and I know Aaron too, but just the unity we feel like is important for high school athletes in particular. So that's why we ask about team, and if you have like a core group of guys, even if it's just 2 or 3 others, that you can really like share, you know, your faith with, and
right.
you don't feel like that. I don't know. Do you feel like a lone nut on the team, like with your faith, or is it, it feels pretty good with?
No, I would say, you know, like, even if like my teammates like don't believe, they're just still very welcoming of it. And like, I do like a lot. I think almost every one of my teammates at Ursuline, believe in God and are faithful. And so it makes it super easily just to, like, be able to talk about it whenever I want.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
I have one last question. I don't know if you want to think of any last questions, because
well,
I don't want to
talk all day.
I know we would. We would do 5-hour episodes if we could. We're like, but
it's
but,
sports and Jesus. You can literally talk about it forever.
It's hard to not stop. It's hard to stop talking. Yeah.
Sometimes we end these podcasts and then we're still talking to the people, which I'm sure will happen today too. Now I forget what my question was. No, I got it. So what would you say? I think last couple questions I have is just kind of like one. OK, so I'll tell you both questions. You can answer them in the order of what you want. One question would be, because I know you mentioned in AAU how it's a lot of the flash and the right, all the cool. I'm sure it's different these days because you guys get cool pictures taken of you and videos and reels and that kind of stuff. So question number one would be kind of like, how do you remain humble when you are getting a lot of this publicity? You're a local standout, you know, you're getting offers from other schools or from colleges already, which will probably continue to grow as you keep going through high school. You'll get more and more college offers. So kind of how you stay humble in those moments. And then the last question that I would have, and then Brian has any, would be like, what would be your advice to other Christian athletes that maybe do believe and they're struggling to either have confidence to share their faith with their teammate or publicly display it while they're on the court or anything like that? Those are two big questions. Maybe I should have spaced them out.
One at a time. The humble part. How do you stay humble?
For that, I would say, you know, listen, those things are great. Like, I love those type of things. Like, they definitely help to your exposure, helps your name get out there. But then, like, you also have to remember, like, where that is, like, truly stemming from. Like, those people are out there probably because they're getting called, hey, I want to do this with photography. I want to like, make edits. I want to put people out there. And so, like, that also could stem from God. And so, truly, everything that everyone does stems from God and stems from, like, their calling to do something and their passions. And so, like, that's only happening. Like, I'm only getting the attention because God put me in a position so that I could be seen by these people. And so I would just say, like, that always keeps me humble. Like, I'm only here because of God. And I would say, like, this could be taken away from me at any time, at any given day. It's because it's all in His will and all in His plan.
Amazing answer. No, amazing answer. That was good. Very good. It was a while ago when I was a junior in high school, but I don't think I would have said what you just said there, and that for sure is the right thing.
I'd be like,
God, sports, same thing. No, we did. You know, we obviously had Jesus in sports, but that's an amazing answer.
That is good.
And a good perspective to think about other people's you mentioned the photographer. And
never,
like,
thought
some
of that.
You know, it's just like, yes, they're doing, like, again, all part of the one body. You know, what's more important, the arm or the leg? You know, the eye or the mouth, right? That photographer is, you know, one part of it.
Yep.
You know, you're another part to amplify the message. So that's amazing perspective with that. So and then the bigger second question.
Yes. We'll repeat it again. Any athletes that may be listening that struggle to share their faith with their team? Heck, even like sometimes, like you said, freshmen, starters, sometimes you see younger kids coming up. We talked to a kid, a sophomore football player a couple weeks ago that he was talking about. Sometimes it's difficult to lead when you're not a senior or whatever. So kind of what you would say to anybody listening who is thinking, man, I do want to share my faith openly while I play my sport. I do want to glorify Christ through my game. I do want to be able to talk to my teammates about faith. What would be a word to kind of embolden or encourage them to?
Yeah, I would just say, when I express my faith as a Christian athlete, I don't like view it as like me like doing it because I'm an athlete. Like, I view it as me doing it as a person, as like God using me as His tool to get His word out there and spread His word. And it just so happens to be that I'm a good athlete and that I could use that as my platform to like even broaden the way I express God's word and just like allow myself to like express His word and just like spread His word to my teammates, and then they start to join in and like they like see, oh, he's a big time athlete, he's not afraid to do it, he sees himself just as a person doing it. It might not be that hard, let me start trying it.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And so like how I would just like start practicing is this, you talk to yourself in the mirror, talk to ones that you're close to. And so like when you get out there and if people start judging you, it doesn't really matter. The people who need to hear it will hear it. And that's all that matters.
Yeah. I love that. So you don't need to rush and get a megaphone and stand on a 50-yard line and start preaching the gospel. Just start.
Right.
Start. Yeah. I love that.
Start living it. That's perfect.
I love that too. And you have the right perspective and the right attitude about it too. Like, I am a person representing Christ. I just happen to also have this platform because of abilities that God gave me.
Correct.
Yes. That's absolutely awesome. Love that, Noah. So tell everyone what's next for you. You know, it's early November here at the time we're recording this podcast.
You're 0-0.
Yeah. So what's next for you coming up here?
We have a month of practices and scrimmages every week. And our first game is on December 5th. And, you know, after that, we're pretty full swing in December. We have a lot of games, you know. Hopefully we, you know, do what we are expected to do, you know, get a good seed and do good in the tournament in March.
Yeah, I love it. Gosh, such a long season. March seems so far away.
Yeah.
But we're excited because I feel like that's going to be a good month for you because,
right.
I don't know, St. Patrick's Day, you're in Irish school. It's got to just work out for you.
Yeah.
But no, that is exciting. We're excited to follow your journey and watch as you play and, you know, do what we can to share Youngstown Ursuline and all the things that they're doing as well. I'm excited.
Me too.
We're going to go to a game. We are going to go. I'm going to go. One of us will go.
We'll both go.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm just nervous about bringing my kids. So my daughter will run out onto the court. I guarantee we'll have to we'll get kicked out, but we'll try.
Yes, totally will. will here.
Well, thank you so much because, no, like I said, I mean, with what we're doing with St. Fuel and what we're trying to do and grow with our podcast is really just putting, highlighting those young Christian athletes that are being bold in their faith and they're leading by example. Again, that's what's most important to us. I feel like when we're choosing and talking to athletes is kind of like, you know, that you're doing it for the right reasons, right? It's
correct.
It's not a me kind of thing. You really truly are Christian athlete, Christian first, you know, and putting that out there and going out leading by example and an amazing perspective, I feel like, for just a junior in high school, that wisdom that you have. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful, like, just in a local area, just in Northeast Ohio, just like, because sometimes you don't even realize, we didn't get into this, but I'm saying, like, even just like local kids, like, they look up to heroes, local basketball, local players so much. I feel like we put such an emphasis on the NBA, but it's like, no, like, you do. And I know, I feel like I even saw a post of you with like a young kid. I don't know this kid, maybe he's a family member, but it looked like he was so excited to see you.
Right.
Because
he
really looks up to you, you know? So I want to thank you for being that for these people.
Absolutely. You inspire a lot more people than you think, right? And it's hard to realize that in the moment, just because in a rightfully so way, you're just humble. You're like, look, I'm just a person. But, you know, at the same time, a lot of people, you know, look up to you and everything. So that's great. Obviously wish you, you know, the best, amazing season growing up and amazing season coming up as you continue to grow up.
We are also growing
up. Yeah. Yep. All right. We'll say a quick prayer here. Bring this in for a landing. Do you have anything else on your heart needed to share?
No. Okay. Thank you for having me. It was such a blessing to be on here. It was amazing.
We're blessed.
For sure. I'll say a quick prayer here. All right. God, thank you for this amazing day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the opportunity to live, love, grow, give, and serve our gifts for the greater good of this world. Please help us be all we were created to be. Help us be holy. Help us be saints. Thank you for having Noah join us on this podcast today. Please bless him. Shine your spirit upon him. Help your face radiate through him as he plays the game of basketball, the game that he loves. Help him influence his locker room, help the locker room influence the school, help the school influence the community, help the community influence the world. Just please help us play our part, just like Noah was talking about, to bring glory to you and your name to the world. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you for joining, everyone. Have yourself a great rest of your day. God bless.